迎继续锁定 Radio 774聪明九私房拷贝，又到了我们今天迎接英语的时间了。我们 Jessie 今天呢，我们要和 Bobby 继续的来分享这部2006年的电影《阳光小美女》。
Hello, I'm Bobby. Welcome back. In today's program, we're going to talk about part two of Little Miss Sunshine.
讲了 Hoover 一家人的故事。昨天我们说到，这个一家之主 Richard 一直在强调他的成功九步法，说这个人怎么样才能够获得成功。但是现在呢，他自己的这个事业梦想啊，看起来已经破灭了。答应帮他推销这个成功九步法的经纪人 Stan 告诉他呢，该是死心的时候了，因为他这一次啊，根本就赢不了。
We had our shot. It didn't fly. We move on.I pushed this thing hard, okay? I rammed it down their fucking throats, and no one bought it. It's time to move on. You're not gonna win this one.
在 Richard 的人生信条里呢，什么事情经过努力，只要你有信心，都是可以赢的。所以他不能够接受 Stan 的这种说法，不能够承受自己成为一个 loser， 成为一个输家。那其实呢，除了事业上的失败之外啊，家里更是一团糟。那第二天一早，爷爷 Evan 怎么叫也醒不过来了，被急救车直接拉进了医院。
Alex, come here. Good boy. Blank. First of all, the doctors are doing everything they can to help Grandpa right now. He's had a long, eventful life.And I know he loves both of you very much. But if God wants to take him, we have to be ready to accept that, okay? Whatever happens, we're a family. And what's important is that we love each other. But I love you guys so, so much.
这时候呢，大家都是非常的伤心。Sharon 也是告诉大家说要做好这个心理准备，但是事情啊还是来得太突然了。经过抢救，医生向 Hoover 一家宣布 ，Evan 就此与世长辞了。
Evan died from an apparent heroin overdose。
因为要处理后事啊，所以一家人看起来已经不可能来得及赶到加州去参加那个 Little Miss Sunshine 的比赛了。
We'll go to Little Miss Sunshine next year, okay, honey?
No, no. We've come 700 miles. I will be damned if I'm not making that contest, Cheryl.
Well, Richard, we can't leave him here.
We're not going to leave him.
尽管这么做似乎是有点丧失理智了，而且实际上也是违法的，但是 Richard 坚持要把 Evan 的尸体偷偷的从医院运走，并且继续赶往加州。
No, honey, look, you stay here. We'll take all if Frank can find.
No, sure. We'll be there in 2 hours. I'll call. Listen to me. I'll call a funeral home once we get there. It's one thing my father would have wanted. It's to see Olive perform in the Little Miss Sunshine pageant.Believe we'd be doing a grave disservice to his memory if we were to just give up now. All right? There's two kinds of people in this world. There's winners and there's losers. Okay? You know what the difference is? Winners don't give up. So what are we here? Are we winners? Are we losers? Huh?
Okay. Let's do it.
在这样的时候呢，我想所有人的正常想法都是留下来处理老爷子的后事，毕竟这比什么都重要啊。但是 Richard 坚持一家人要继续上路，送这个 Olive 去参加这个儿童选美比赛。
那么 Richard 作为 Evan 的儿子，他是怎么看这件事的呢？他说 One thing my father would have wanted is to see Olive perform in this pageant. 我觉得整个事情最重要的是，我老爸最想看 Olive 参加比赛了。I believe we'd be doing a grave disservice to his memory if we were to just give up now, all right? 如果我们现在就放弃，那才是对他最大的不尊敬呢，让他带着遗憾走了。Disservice 是伤害的意思，比如说现在我们在互联网上经常看到这样或者那样的留言，我们就可以这么说 The spreading of such rumors is of great disservice to the public.散布这样的流言对公众是一种严重的危害。
No, honey, look, you stay here. We'll take all if Frank can find.
No, sure. We'll be there in 2 hours. I'll call. Listen to me. I'll call a funeral home once we get there. It's one thing my father would have wanted. It's to see Olive perform in the Little Miss Sunshine pageant. Don't believe we'd be doing a grave disservice to his memory if we were to just give up now. Right? There's two kinds. people in this world. There's winners and there's losers. Okay? You know what the difference is? Winners don't give up. So what are we here? Are we winners or are we losers?
Huh? Okay. Let's do it. 就这样，一家人居然把 Evan 的尸体真的从医院偷了出来。
In order to reach their destination in time, the family smuggles his body out of the hospital, planning to make funeral arrangements after the pageant.
再次上路之后呢，又险些出了岔子，因为汽车的喇叭坏了，时不时的乱响，而招来了警察。好在呢，警察并没有留意到后备箱里的那具尸体，但是很快又出了问题。Dwayne 发现自己竟然是色盲。
During the final stretch of the trip, Dwayne discovered that he's colorblind and therefore can never get a palace license, which promotes him to break his silence.Refusing to continue with the trip and revealing his anger and disdain for his family.
Dwayne? Dwayne, honey, I'm sorry. Dwayne, come on, we have to go.
I'm not going.
Dwayne.
I said I'm not. Hey, I don't care, I'm not getting on that bus again.
Dwayne, for better or worse, we're your family.
No, you're not my family. Okay, I don't want to be your family. I hate you people. I hate you. Divorce? Bankrupt? Suicide? You're losers. You're losers. No, please just leave me here, Mom. Okay, please, please.
Well, it's getting late. Maybe can somebody stay here with him?
I'll stay.
That is not happening.
All right, well, just worried about the time. Olive, you want to try talking to him?
Richard, no, there is nothing to say. We just have to wait. Honey...
最终奥利来到了哥哥身边，显然他温情的拥抱化解了一切压力和愤恨。
Dwayne is calmed down by a hug from Olive and returns to the family, apologizing for the things he yelled.
I apologize for the things I said. I was upset, and I didn't really mean them.
Okay, come on.
Yep.
就这样，一家人再次上路了。而这个时候啊，离比赛截止报名的时间已经是非常紧迫了。
After a frantic race against the clock, all of us almost refused entrance to the pageant for arriving at the hotel 4 minutes late.
为了让 Olive 能够顺利的参赛呢 ，Richard 甚至给负责报名的人下了跪。
Hello, hi, we'd like to register.
Sorry, we're closed.
No, we have the entry right here. You want to check in?
A registration ended at 3.
Well, it's 3 o'clock now.
No. Oh, come on, have a heart. We're 4 minutes late. We just drove all the way from Albuquerque.
Then you should have been here by 3.
Wait. There must be some way we can work this out.Please.
Everybody else was here before 3. I'd be giving unfair advantage.
No, we're not looking for an advantage. We just want her to compete. That's it.
Don't yell at me, sir. I didn't make you late. We settled on the schedule for the show. We turned off the computers. Our lineup is finalized, and I have a hair check to do.
Okay.
I'm sorry that you're late, but I can't help you.
Please. You don't know what we've been through.Ms. Jenkins? I can put him in the system.
Oh, Kirby, you don't have to.
It's okay. It's 5 minutes.
Well, it's your time. Excuse me.
Thank you, Kirby. Thank you very much.
Really? You don't know what this means?
Please, it's only 5 minutes.
终于 Olive 成功报名并且开始准备参赛了。 Richard 这个时候才得空去处理父亲的后事，而闲得无聊的 Frank 和 Dwayne 呢来到海边散步。 Dwayne 说自己呢真的渴望啊能一下子就长大。
Sometimes I just wish I could go to sleep till I was 18 and skip all this crap, high school and everything, just skip it. You know, Marcel Proust, he's the guy who's here.
Yeah, French writer, total loser. Never had a real job, unrequited love affairs, gay. Spent 20 years writing a book almost no one reads. But he's also probably the greatest writer since Shakespeare. Anyway, he gets down to the end of his life. And he looks back and decides that all those years he suffered, those were the best years of his life. They made him who he was. All the years he was happy, you know, total waste. Didn't learn a thing. So, if you sleep until you're 18, think of the suffering you're going to miss. I mean, high school, those are your prime suffering years. You don't get better suffering than that.
在 Olive 顺利参赛的同时呢，来到海边的 Frank 和 Dwayne 开始聊起了天。 Frank 试图用法国小说家马塞·普鲁斯特的故事开导正在绝望和愤怒之中的 Dwayne。 他说 He gets down to the end of his life and he looks back. 当走到生命尽头的时候，他回首人生 and decides that all those years he suffered, those were the best years of his life.他明白自己最痛苦的那些年才是一辈子最棒的日子，那这是为什么呢？ Frank 接着说 Because it made him who he was. 正是因为那些痛苦造就了他。 All the years he was happy, you know, total waste, didn't learn a thing. 反而快乐生活的那些年啊，都是在浪费生命，从中学不到任何东西。 So if you sleep until you're 18, 所以说如果你要是直接睡到18岁才醒来的话，Think of the suffering you're gonna miss. 看看你要错过多少苦日子啊。I mean, high school. 我的意思是比如高中。Those are the prime suffering years. 那可是最痛苦的时候啊。You don't get better suffering than that.没有什么比那段时间更痛苦了。
Frank 的这番话呢还真的是挺能安慰人的，他的意思呢就是说啊，这个痛苦啊是人生的财富，不要逃避这些痛苦的日子，不要害怕去承受痛苦，因为正是这些痛苦呢才能够造就你的坚强和成功。听起来 Frank 的这番理论呢倒是比 Richard 那个成功九步法来得更有说服力。
Sometimes I just wish I could go to sleep till I was 18Skip all this crap, high school and everything, just skip it.
You know, Marcel Proust?
He's the guy who's here.
Yeah, French writer. Total loser. Never had a real job. Unrequited love affairs, gay. Spent 20 years writing a book almost no one reads. But he's also probably the greatest writer since Shakespeare. Anyway, he gets down to the end of his life.And he looks back and decides that all those years he suffered, those were the best years of his life. Because they made him who he was. All the years he was happy, you know, total waste. Didn't learn a thing. So, if you sleep until you're 18, think of the suffering you're going to miss. I mean, high school, those are your prime suffering years. You don't get better suffering than that.
经过 Frank 的这番开导呢 Dwayne 现在似乎真的是释然。
You know what? Life is one beauty contest after another. You know, school, then college, then work. And fuck the Air Force Academy. If I want to fly, I'll find a way to fly. And you do what you love, and fuck the rest. Glad you're talking again, Dwayne.You're not nearly as stupid as you look. Want to go back?
Not really.
Yeah, we should go.
这场大家都期待已久的儿童选美比赛到底现在怎么样了呢？和那些精心准备经过专业的培训的参赛者比起来啊， Olive 简直是太不起眼了。
As Olive gets ready, the family observes the other competitors, slender, sexualized little girls with highly styled hair, heavily made-up faces, spray tans, adult-like sexy swimsuits, and glamorous evening wear, performing highly elaborate dance, musical, and gymnastic routines with great panache. It quickly becomes apparent that Olive is not in their league.
Olive 看上去呢就是个再普通不过的小姑娘了，没有精美的礼服，没有专业的化妆，当然也没有任何优势可言。
As Olive's turn to perform in the talent show, the pageant draws near. Richard and Dwayne recognize that Olive is certain to be humiliated and wanting to spare her feelings. They run to the dressing room to prevent her from performing. Cheryl, however, insists that they let Olive be Olive.And Olive decides to go on stage anyway.
I don't want her to go on. Mom, I don't want Olive doing this.
Oh my God!
Look around. This is great. Look, I don't want these people judging Olive.
Listen, it is too late.
No, it's not too late. You're the mom, and you're supposed to protect her. Everyone is going to laugh at her, Mom. Please don't let her do this.
I'll move
her
2 minutes.
Look, she's not a beauty queen. She's just not. I'm going to tell her.
No, no, Dwayne, you listen to me. Olive is who she is. She's worked so hard. She's poured everything into this. We can't just take it away from her. We can't. I know you want to protect her. I know, honey, but we're going to let Olive be Olive.
Olive Hoover, are you the family?
Yeah. Okay.Olive, it's time. You okay?
Yeah.
You
gotta go now.
Hang on. Olive, look at me. If you don't want to do this, that's okay. If you want to sit this one out, it's totally fine by us. We're proud of you anyway.
We gotta go. It's time.Let's go.
当然了 ，Richard 和 Dwayne 作为父亲和哥哥是想保护 Olive， 不想让她在台上受到嘲笑和羞辱。但是作为母亲的 Cheryl 是从另外一个角度来看待这个问题的。
Cheryl 说 ，She has worked so hard， 她已经为此这么努力了。She has poured everything into this， 她为此几乎投入了一切。We can't just take it away from her. We can't. 我们不能就这样把她的努力全部抹杀了。我们不能这样做。I know you want to protect her. I know, honey. 我明白你们想保护她 but we've got to let Olive be Olive. 但是我们应该让 Olive 做她自己。这里 Cheryl 用到了一个短语 pour into. Pour something into something 是指投入或者倾注的意思。比如说 He pours all his money into this company. 他把所有的钱都投入了这家公司。在经过这个小小的争论之后呢 Cheryl 这个时候又转向了 Olive. 他对 Olive 说If you don't want to do this, that's okay. 如果你不想去表演，没问题。If you want to sit this one out, it's totally fine by us. 如果你不想上台，我们也没意见。We're proud of you anyway. 无论怎样，我们都会以你为荣的。那当 Cheryl 说，如果你不想参加比赛，如果你想退出的话呢，他用到了一个短语 sit out. Sit 是坐的意思。Sit out 呢，有好几个意思。第一个意思是我们这里讲的退出，不参加。比如说当你和别人跳舞的时候有一支舞不想跳了你就可以说 Would you mind if I sit out this dance? 如果我不跳这舞您不会介意吧 Sit out 还有一个含义呢就是一直做到最后一直坚持到最后比如说 I didn't understand the lecture at all 我一点都听不懂这个讲座 But I managed to sit it out 但是我总算把它给听完了
I don't want her to go on.Mom, I don't want Olive doing this.
Oh my God!
Look around. This is great. Look, I don't want these people judging Olive.
Listen, it is too late.
No, it's not too late. You're the mom, and you're supposed to protect her. Everyone is going to laugh at her, Mom. Please don't let her do this.
I'll do her 2 minutes.
Look, she's not a beauty queen, Mom. She's just not. I'm going
to
tell her.
No, no, Dwayne, you listen to me.Olive is who she is. She has worked so hard. She's poured everything into this. We can't just take it away from her. We can't. I know you want to protect her. I know, honey, but I'm going to let Olive be Olive.
Olive Hoover, you the family?
Okay. Olive, time. You okay?
Yeah.
You gotta go now.
Hang on. Olive, look at me. If you don't want to do this, that's okay. If you want to sit this one out, it's totally fine by us. We're proud of you anyway.
We gotta go. It's time. Ready? Let's go.
现在所有的人都是揪着心的，怕 Olive 的表演受到观众无情的嘲弄，但是 Olive 还是勇敢地走上了台。
We have one more contestant, and then we'll be crowning our winner. Please give a warm welcome to Miss Olive Hoover.
I'd like to dedicate this to my grandpa, who showed me these moves.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Is he here? Where's your grandpa right now?
In the trunk of our car.
Okay. Well, take it away, Olive.
表演开始了，爷爷教给 Olive 的舞蹈呢，似乎不太高雅，实在是难以入流，甚至主办者要求啊，他立刻停止表演。
But Olive joyfully performs the dance routine that her grandpa, Edwin, had secretly choreographed for her. The organizers are enraged and demand Cheryl and Richard remove Olive from the stage. Instead, one by one, the members of the family join Olive on stage, dancing alongside her.
当然了，最终 Hoover 一家人由于扰乱会场被带到了酒店的保安室里。
The family is next seen outside the hotel's security office, where a police officer tells them they're free to leave as long as Olive never again enters beauty pageant in the state of California. Richard tells Olive that her grandfather would be very proud of her, and the family happily piles into the ramshackle bus and heads back to their home.
All right. Back in business.Lock and load.
Olive, your grandpa would have been really proud of you.
Yeah, you were great.
Yeah. You were beyond great.
You were incredible.
Thank you.
Let's get out of here.
或许这次长途跋涉陪 Olive 去参加比赛并没有收获预想中的结果，但是这一路上曾经互相憎恨的一家人似乎有了更多彼此了解的机会，也终于明白了家人对于自己的重要性。
Throughout the road trip, the family suffered numerous personal setbacks, but they finally discovered their need for each other's support. The film tells everyone that losers are not just the opposite of winnersSometimes they just need some sunshine to show their bright side.
这就是我们两天来跟大家分享的2006年的一部经典影片《阳光小美女》，虽然是一部典型的小成本制作的电影，人物很少，故事也很简单，但是相信它能够给我们带来很真实的感动。Alright, that's all for today. 如果想在线收听和重复收听我们的节目 Home Video, 欢迎大家登录网站 www.am7sanford.com. I'm Jessie, see you tomorrow.
I'm Bobby, see you next time.
欢迎关注北京外语广播，了解节目最新动态，在线收听 Home Video 私房拷贝。
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge, language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀，英语 PK 台。主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界，没有课堂，没有考试，没有压力，没有顾虑，不为考试，不为升职，只为自己更充实。365天原味英语听不断，地道口语练不完，精彩文化乐不够。
来，
一起学起来。
还有收音机广播吗？
你 out 了。北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，您可以通过网站www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索掌上 AM774 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打6515-7598了解更多收听方式。